My mom has always been a pillar of strength and support, and she told me this statement: turn your mess into your message. I'm like, okay. Well, of course, when I was young, I didn't really understand how or what was that. But over the years, definitely, I have begun to understand, turn your mess into your message.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, and I'm super excited today because we have a different kind of guest than we usually have, but it's a really, really incredible woman who has so many things in alignment with the Wealth Witch Podcast, the Wealth Witch brand, my personal brand, the Leah Steele brand. So lovely, lovely, lovely to have Janesha Allora on the podcast today. She is the founder of Soul Rich Woman. And Soul Rich Woman is an incredible, incredible brand, global movement podcast that really helps women go from offline to online and build sustainable business ventures for themselves. So welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me on your show, Leah.
Absolutely. Well, let's just dive right into it. Tell us about Soul Rich Woman.
Well, I couldn't finish in a day, probably. Okay, so Soul Rich Woman is a network of female entrepreneurs that we are building that has about 200,000 women across the region. We primarily help women to go from offline to online through various ways to build their personal brand, to get leads and inquiries online, and to be seen as a leader in their online space. Overall, we have been around for the last 6 years, and we want to continuously reach out to many women because we want to do three things. First is to get women to understand the big why of, you know, wanting to go online. I think that's one. Connecting the mind, body, and soul, and understanding that soul is key to everything that is creating wealth on the outside. And it is why rich is not just about external wealth, but also internal wealth as well. When you are rich from the inside, it evolves to the outside, right? So it's kind of in and out. And lastly, woman simply means woman in Chinese, in Mandarin. So we women come together as one because alone you are strong. Together we are unstoppable.
I love that. That's so incredible. Yeah. So, you know, for me, I talk about wealth all the time, but I say a lot that being wealthy, because the word wealthy comes from two words, well and healthy, that to be wealthy means to be well and healthy in all areas of your life. So I love your take on rich and that internal, external vision of really like where you want your life to go and where you want your life to be. Let's talk a little bit about, we were chatting prior to hopping on the recording of the podcast, and we were talking about how important soul and passion is, putting that into what you do. So share a little bit about your thoughts on that. And I know that that's a really big part of what you do with your brand and what you teach women to do. So let's talk about that a little bit.
A lot of times when we go online, we often get lost, either in the wealth of information and overwhelming of information as well. Plus also not knowing which hat to wear. Because if you are a woman, you wear many hats. You're a mother, you're a daughter, you're so many things to everyone. And then you need to cook, you need to take care of family. So there's so many things as to what we are doing. And through our life experiences, how can we choose that hat or cap? So when it's overwhelming and not knowing which path to take, you know, when we need to be very clear on our why of we are going online and the sole purpose that we are called to do to move on in the online space. And more often than not, many people are looking into technical aspects like a website. They must have a funnel. You know, you need to have multiple softwares to get things done. But you see, even though it's important to have softwares to complete your online business or to move your business or online leadership, to move it online, if you do not have the anchor, think about soul as an anchor to a ground that holds you firmly to the core of the deep ocean that you are in. And when online is in the ocean, there's so many creatures out there and it anchors you. And if no matter where that whirlpool is taking you, it doesn't take you away from where you stand at. So knowing for women who love the F word, as what Soul Rich Woman always says, for women who love the F word, being fabulous, having freedom, financial independence, and happy family, find the F word of yours. What is your favorite F word? Anchor that into your own soul and then find a like-minded community, a group of people who can take you from where you are now to where you want to be much, much faster. Lastly, be a giver and not just a taker. Many times when you talk about moving online and we see in groups, either Facebook groups or now Clubhouse or whichever apps that you are on, people are always taking more often than not because I just want to get as much as possible and contribute in my things in my own way. But you know what? When you start somewhere in the online space, giving and taking allows you to build your know-like trust score, which means you give people confidence about what you can do, whether you are a team player in the online space. And if you were to form a small mastermind group, I would say beta group, like a 3 to 5 kind of people in a small group, to hold each other accountable, your trust will be there. And you'll be able to form partnerships, collaborations easily in that space. So having all these pieces joined together like a major jigsaw puzzle, putting it to a beautiful masterpiece, a master design piece, and the soul right in the center, in the middle of it all, you will glow. You will glow up. A diamond that is within you, and you deserve to shine. So make it happen today.
I love that. I love that. So one of the things that I think is so incredible and inspirational about what you do and what you have done is you have been incredibly successful in reaching the masses. So you've got this incredible membership program that is, I think, $12 a month. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And you have over 200,000 people in that membership. I mean, that is so inspirational because for me, I'm a person that I'm always trying to figure out how can I expand my reach? You know, I'm this year particularly in the process of shifting from even my one-to-many impact that I'm making to one to masses. And you've been so hugely successful in that. So can you talk a little bit about that membership program? What inspired you to do that? And, you know, a little bit about why such a low price point and how did you reach 200,000 people?
Well, I think first and foremost, I must say that I do make my mistakes. In 2012, 2013, when I first decided to move online, I was a one woman trying to figure out how to move online. I think that's one piece. And how can I reach out to more people in a single program? And I've tried a $700 price point in a single year. I've tried 300 US price point in a single year. I've tried even just $49.90 or $79 per month price point as well, but it did not work for my kind of group that I'm working with. As I've shared with you, Soul Rich Women predominantly serve women in Southeast Asia, and women's earnings are between 300 to 50 US to maybe 500 USD. Of course, some who are highly qualified could earn way much more. But I want to interrupt you
just really quickly, and just because I want, you know, my audience is primarily United States, UK, and Australia. And so I really want to let this land for my audience that when you're talking about 300 to 500 US dollars, you're talking about a month, that this is their income that they're earning monthly.
Yes, that's right. Because I travel Southeast Asia. I literally don't live in Singapore before COVID. I was 3 weeks in Philippines, 3 weeks in Indonesia, 3 weeks in Vietnam, 3 weeks in Cambodia, 3 weeks in Myanmar. I'm like traveling nonstop just in Southeast Asia alone. And plus the fact that I was running a cafe retail chain. We were in three countries, we were in Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia. We had 18 franchisees and licensees. So these experiences helped me to see that the people that we hire, even though in those countries where our franchisees hired, were not high. You know, it was $200 to $300 USD in those countries. And even when we visited Vietnam, many women are still earning that salary. And it's not easy for them to embark on something online if you were charging 79 US or, you know, even $700 a year, thinking that it's affordable for most income of people. So I think I come from the basis of the soul part, where you must love your customer more than you love your product. So after many years of fine-tuning and figuring out who do we serve and how can we get it right in the sweet spot where we can get people to onboard this $12 a month program. And that number, the $12 a month, was not because it was plucked from the sky, but after many multiple failures in my membership program, that eventually I got to this number, and it has been tremendously successful, I would say. I think first and foremost, for the value that we are giving in that membership program, it is a bit more guided, I would say, in that sense, and given that perspective. Plus, that after that, how do we bring on board the people is through running ads. And of course, through podcasts, we share our message in our podcast as well to get people, to introduce people about our membership program. I think a lot of times is whether you are introducing your product and your services without feeling guilty about who you are. You know, don't be apologetic about the things that you are doing. So what is $12? And it's not comparable to some guru out there who is charging $100 US a month or charging 1,000 US a month for that program. I really believe that you are called for a purpose. You are called for a journey, that you're placed on this earth for a reason. And be that woman, you know, own that power that is in your hands. Think about Fairy Godmother and the Cinderella story. Cinderella was crying. She was being bullied by the stepsisters, and she was sitting on the bench. She was crying, and Fairy Godmother appeared, and she was holding the magic wand and said, "Bibbidi bobbidi boop." And then Cinderella had until 12 midnight to live the life of a princess dream, right? She went to the ball, she found Prince Charming, and that was the life that she had for the few hours. But imagine that power that is in your hands, that magic wand that is in your hands right now. And you are your own fairy godmother to your own life, to your own destiny, and to your own purpose. Imagine what that could have done for you or do for you this year. To your dreams, to your F word, for your purpose and for your soul. Think about that.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right, just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
So what platforms, you mentioned Clubhouse earlier, and I am actually really, really enjoying Clubhouse. And so do you spend time on Clubhouse? And if not, what platforms, what social media platforms are your favorites?
Because of my target audience, they are not on Clubhouse. Most of them, majority are still on the four major platforms, like for example, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and even looking at Twitter. So even though these are what we call traditional platforms or like YouTube as itself, but this is where majority of the audience is on, because Clubhouse is very new. It's for people who are already very, very savvy. They are there. They are looking to build, like be the number one in that space. So is that where my audience is at? The answer is no. So we have to look into where does your audience live in? Where are they at? Are you reaching them to them at the platforms where they are at? Of course, there are many school of thoughts that you have to be everywhere. But if you think about it, what is a house that you have built that is empty and full of cobwebs and rats and cockroaches versus a house that you dedicate your time and commitment and heart and soul to it, and your audience will always feel welcome coming to your home, a place that you've built for them in the online space for them to feel engaged, empowered, and inspired to do more for themselves and their business? What and how would that transform their life and their business?
Yeah, it's interesting because I've been on Facebook. My business was primarily built on Facebook, and I still, the majority of my clients, that's where they spend their time. And so but this year, because of a lot of the things that are happening globally, including some of the censorship that's happening, I've really been looking at diversifying platforms. I love that you have spent so much time to really get to know your audience. And that, you know, and I also love that you're sharing that this wasn't just a, you got a download, ran a program and were successful, that you've had multiple failures. And I think this is the thing that's so beautiful about having podcasts like this and having guests like you on here is being able to show the audience that entrepreneurship is not easy. And if you haven't failed, you likely haven't found success, because it is that role in life where you have to be willing to get back up. You have to be willing to try again. You have to be willing to try something differently, but it's about not giving up. So talk a little bit about that. When you were having these failures, what were you going through, and what was inspiring you and motivating you to keep going?
Wow, I cried. I want to throw in the towel. No, I don't want to do online anymore. Why is my membership not working? Why are my programs not selling, right? So I think that's part and parcel of that journey. That never give up was always at the back of my mind when things happen. I would not say that life was a walk in the park, but you see, it is what I've gone through, especially in my teenage years when I was 14 years old. I had to work and support myself through school since I was 14 as a yoga, aerobics, and country line dancing instructor. And many times, because I was the youngest in Singapore to achieve and attain instructor position and to teach, many of the people will laugh at me and mock at me and say, oh, you're too young to do anything. You know, who are you to teach us yoga? You know, people train 100 hours to do yoga. You know, who are you to do and teach us aerobics or even country line dancing? And my mom has always been a pillar of strength and support. And she told me this statement, turn your mess into your message. I'm like, okay. Well, of course, when I was young, I didn't really understand how or what was that. But over the years, definitely, I have begun to understand, turn your mess into your message. And I realized as through my entrepreneurship journey, turning messes into a message instead of looking back and saying that how lousy I am, you know, how, you know, are you supposed to feel guilty? You know, you're not good enough. I think that is rubbish. We do have that junk, but how are we going to break the chains and shackles from all of these and live the life that we truly are meant to live? We, each of us, has a diamond that is within us and we deserve to shine. So how are you polishing that diamond? I mean, there's a lot of black stuff on that diamond right now. There's a lot of coal on it. And how are you going to remove that stuff? And it takes time for you to do that. And for you to do that, you must do two things. First, I always tell myself this mantra. I hope that I can share with you and you can maybe try it. As I always do this mirror work, or even if it's not mirror work, just before you sleep or whenever you wake up in the morning, it's recommended. Put your hand to your heart and you say this, I love myself and I set myself free. This is my time and I'm ready for the next step. Repeat this again. Do this 7 times, 20 times, and then do it consistently. So by doing that, you're filling up your heart and your soul. Think about a cup that is full versus it's empty. So you need to fill your cup that is overflowing, then you can give. Only when you're filled to the brim that you can give and you can provide more for your clients, for your customers out there. The other thing that you need to do, and I would suggest, would be mentorship. Get a mentor and get a coach. Even though I was going through round and round in circles, I was having problems and, you know, ups and downs in my entrepreneurship and in my life, I had a mentor who guided me on how to, I would say, do entrepreneurship in the way I know how, or he know how. And how do you choose a mentor? Find someone who has the results that you want. Find someone whom you can trust and invest in yourself. I would say a lot of times people say, oh, it's too expensive to get a mentor now, to get a coach. It's too expensive. But think about how much is your time worth per hour. If you were a former salaried worker, you were in a job previously, you were paid X number of dollars. Divide that out. How much were you paid by the hour? And now, if you have become or pivoting to become an entrepreneur, how much is your time per hour? What is that worth to you? So invest in yourself is to shortcut your success. It is to close the gap so that you can move from point A to point B faster. And by shortcut your success, in that shortest time possible, The next question will be, how much effort are you putting in to get the work done? I mean, if you look at the greatest tennis player out there, Serena Williams, who is such a top-notch player, she has a coach, but she plays the game. She works hard, she practices, and she gets her gig out there. You don't expect your business to be running by your mentor or your coach. Many times I see people blaming their coach. Oh, that coach is lousy. Oh, their mentor is lousy. Before you point your finger at others, the four fingers are pointing back at you. So really examine yourself, make it happen, even though no one believe in you or stand by you. So go make it happen.
I love your mother's message. Make your mess your message. That is so powerful. And I think, you know, this is something that I talk about a lot, which is every obstacle, every challenge, every issue that you've had in your life that you've overcome, that you've moved past, those are all the things that make up your worth. And I think people often just assign the positive things to what make their worth. And they don't include those things that we perceive to be negative. But the truth is that everything you've overcome, every obstacle, every challenge, it's something that you can teach other people because you made it through it. And it also is a way for people to resonate with you. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit about resonance, because obviously you have a tremendous number of clients all over the world now. You have a global audience. How do you create resonance with the women that come to work with you?
Tell your story, be yourself. It's okay to be vulnerable. I think that is key.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of women out there that think that being vulnerable and being transparent and authentic, and I think this is because we've been programmed and conditioned to not be too much, to not share too much, you know, don't be overly emotional, but it is a really powerful thing. And in order to create resonance with each other, I do believe we have to be vulnerable. We do have to be authentic in who we are. So tell us something about you and your business that maybe you don't share a lot.
Wow. The sleepless nights, you mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I think the thing that I don't talk a lot about the business is about the tip of the iceberg, right? And what people see are always the success. Oh, you got so much customers, you got this, you got that. But what they don't see is what's underneath the iceberg. Or if you think about the ducks or the beautiful swans, they're swimming on the lake. It looks so peaceful and so graceful. And the lakes are like, oh my God, it's happening. What happening to the cash flow? Things are happening like that, right? So when we, most importantly is how are you building your team? For me to be where I am today, Leah, I did not build this in a single day. And I, to be honest, I won't be able to do it alone. And I am no longer a solopreneur. I mean, moving out of that, and I have a big team right now, and I have a partner in the business and different partners in the business. And that really helped a lot. So when you are doing business, I would say do entrepreneurship, don't be shy to reward yourself with a team member or a virtual assistant. Don't be shy of that, of depriving yourself of that, because you think that you can do the work the best. That means you can do the work yourself because you do it the best. So, and then the other objection that I often hear is, I have no money. Where do I find the extra money? I'm a solopreneur. How do I even get started to hire somebody? And what do I even outsource, right? So these are always the common ones. And I would say, get $50. If you go for massage, you go for manicures, you go for facials, you go for movies, you go takeouts. I am sure there is $50 and $100 lying around somewhere. You can take that money, outsource 1 to 2 tasks. I think a lot of times people get confused, like, oh, okay, do my social media for me. okay, what is your social media? How does it look like? Don't assume that these people can read your minds. For example, a task like bookkeeping could be something that can be done for, you know, just a few hours. Basically, everything that can be outsourced just need for you to sit down and write it out. What exactly that you want them to do for you? And then delegate that out. Just a 4 hours a month or even 4 hours a week. Start from there. There's no need to hire somebody full time first, but at least get them used to your style and if you are a good fit before progressing. So that is one of my secret formula for success to be where I am today. And like I said, the tip of the iceberg versus what's beneath the iceberg, I think that makes a lot of difference for me.
Yeah, incredible. So you have a Soul Rich Woman podcast. So the listeners can definitely go find you for more of all of this incredible wisdom and knowledge that you've been sharing here with us on your own podcast. So I definitely encourage everyone to head over there and subscribe. Are you in all the places where podcasts are streamed? I would imagine that you are.
Yes, as much as possible and as many as possible. I love podcasting so much because for a one-time effort, supposedly if you're on Facebook, you can only put it on Facebook. But with just one podcast and a hosting, then you pay for one fee that you can put onto 40, 50 platforms out there for you to promote your podcast. And then it boils down to how are you continuously giving that value to that audience you're speaking to through the podcast. And honestly, to me, it's so beautiful. I think podcasting is so amazing. Everyone must get on it.
I love podcasting too. It's one of my favorite things. And I didn't know that I would like it as much as I do, but it's one of the things that I get to do in my business that I absolutely love. So you actually have a course to help people set up their own podcast. And you've got a couple of really incredible programs. There's a podcast one. There's one to teach people how to live stream. Is that correct? And yes. Then you've got another one that teaches people how to build online courses. So talk to us a little bit about that and how the audience finds out more about that as well.
So basically we have, this is our $500 programs that is standard where we have podcasting, live streaming, teaching you how to do an online course and even look into digital marketing. So why, first and foremost, these programs are created with one foundation piece in mind, which is to get women or men started in these areas, because I'm solving this problem of too much information out there. Everyone's trying to piecemeal things together, like carpooling things together. If I want to fix a car, I want to buy a car. I don't want to buy a car. I want to buy the wheels. I got to buy the steering wheel. I got to buy the casing, the chassis and everything. That's not what we want people to do. We want people to come to a place where they know that there are four major pillars to get themselves online and to earn a recurring income or to make an income online. I think that is important, which is the F word of financial independence. Then they can move there and know that there's a place to kickstart to go to the different F words that they want. So that is why we created programs. And these programs solve the podcasting part because in Asia or in Southeast Asia specifically, podcasting is very, very new. In fact, it was just started, I would say hot, in just 1 to 2 years ago. As of this moment of recording, the total global podcast accounts, there is only 1 million account. And that is what I call far less competition compared to YouTube, compared to the rest of the other platforms. There are billions of accounts out there. So I saw the opportunity here in Southeast Asia. And that's why we are launching a number of podcasting programs, live streaming programs to get people getting onto these platforms without going round and round in circles. So do check it out. And it's available at soulrichwoman.com. SOULRICHWOMAN.com.
Amazing. Yeah, I had no idea that podcast was so new in Southeast Asia. It's interesting when you think about how many people are listening to podcasts in Southeast Asia.
Oh, that figure, I don't have it right now.
I think that'd be fascinating to know, because if there's only that few people podcasting, it's a huge market here, hey, to be able to tap into.
That's right. That's right. And that is why, especially I would say the driver for digital transformation, especially I would say podcasting in general, just here in the climate of Singapore, is COVID-19. And fortunately and unfortunately, this whole drive, because a lot more people are working from home and people just beginning to set up a studio space. Back in the time when I got started online in 2012 and 2013, having a studio is a luxury and people don't have a studio. You know, what is a ring light? What is a camera? What is a, you know, shotgun microphone? What is, whatever my microphones are talking about. But now it's common. Everyone has like a mini studio at home, right? So then how can we get them to embark on it and to maximize or to utilize the things that they're already doing right now to earn an income or additional sources of income, especially when the climate is looking pretty unstable. So we want to equip and empower women, especially for that F word of financial independence, and knowing that they can too be fabulous at the same time.
Well, I can certainly, after this conversation, see why you were awarded the 2020 Noble Queen Most Prominent Woman Entrepreneur, and no, Empowerment Award, but Most Powerful Woman Empowerment Award. And you also were Business Mentor of the Year in 2020. So when your CV got sent over to me, by your PR team, and I was reading all your accolades, they're pages long. Like, you're an incredibly, incredibly influential woman in the world. And I feel really honored that you came here today and shared some of this wisdom with us on the show. Really encouraging my audience to go check out your website and follow your podcast. I'm definitely going to be following and listening to more, because I've been really inspired just by a few of the things that you've said here today, that I've been like, wow, this is something where I know that I can really do a better job and focus in my business and focus in my brand. So thank you so much.
And thank you for the opportunity to connect. I really believe that we women must come together as one. As I've mentioned, woman actually means woman, which means in Mandarin, woman, together as a whole. So we are all here for a purpose and a reason. And of course, more power to you, Leah. And thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Until next time, this is The Wealth Witch signing off. Remember, it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life. And you are so worthy and you are so deserving. For more on Soul Rich Woman, we will have all of the links and all of the information listed in the description of the podcast below. Make sure you check it out, and we'll see you next week.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.